even though the medical campus has a lot of parking spaces and two parking ramps, and there will be more with replacement of a third. They cost. Many people using the campus or working there apparently don't want to pay, so they park free on Fruit Belt streets. The city sees a parking permit system favoring residents as the way to go, and unions representing workers blocked that plan last year. Council President Darius Pridgen says both sides appear to be easing positions.
It seemed as if in all of the meetings that there was some acceptance to also allowing a limited amount of spaces for people who work in the corridor, and especially those who are being paid the lowest of wages.
Pridgen says if a worker is called in for part-time work, paying to park isn't an option, but on-street parking is. The council voted yesterday for a home rule message asking the legislature to approve a parking permit system, offering two options. The plan squeaked through the assembly last year, but was blocked in the Senate. The council president says time is running short for approval before legislators go home in early June, potentially leaving the issue unresolved for another year. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.